prison itself was actually opened in 1845. It was designed to do a few things. It was first intended to be a prison to take in prisoners from the state's other prisons, which were overcrowded at the time, Auburn and Sing Sing. Those were the state's two other prisons at that time. And so its really big purpose was to alleviate overcrowding in those prisons. Its other purpose was to obviously perform its mission of incarcerating and punishing and rehabilitating prisoners. But it also had a third purpose, which my research has shown has been repeated throughout the history of prisons in that region, which is that it was designed to help jumpstart the local economy. So in the case of Dannemora, there was no town of Dannemora when the prison was built. The town grew up around the prison in the decades after the prison opened. The work that was going to be done at Dannemora in the mid-19th century was iron ore mining. And the purpose, I guess, of having the prisoners go to that specific part of New York was to have them work in a mine. The prison was actually built around an iron mine. For roughly the first 2 decades of the prison's existence, that's what its purpose was. The purpose was to obviously incarcerate criminals, to alleviate overcrowding, and to jumpstart a local mining industry. And that enterprise didn't last, but the prison itself grew over the years. So in 1865, it did become maximum security. Later on in the 19th century, a mental hospital was opened on the grounds of the prison, which you can still see today. You can still see the building. It kind of has this Victorian castle-style architecture to it. And there was also a tuberculosis hospital for prisoners who had that illness. And in the 20th century, up until roughly 1975, there was a conservation camp, a work camp, on the grounds of the prison for minimum security inmates who were allowed to go out into the communities in the surrounding region and do conservation projects for local governments. The governor was correct. That was the first escape from the maximum security sector. But there had been escapes before that. The first escape from Dannemora happened the very month the prison opened, which was June of 1845. Within weeks of opening, two prisoners escaped. And throughout the 20th century, you'll see repeated examples of people from the state mental hospital, tuberculosis patients, and even people working on the conservation minimum security crews simply walking away from the prison.
Why hasn't anybody been able to escape prior to this from the maximum security portion?
I think there's just a really simple answer for that. I think it's a very well-guarded facility. I think that the security there is extremely tight. They went 150 years without an escape. That's really remarkable. Even in the history of American prisons, you think about ones that we've all heard of, San Quentin and Alcatraz and those types of facilities. People escaped from those prisons. Not a lot, but escapes did happen. Prisoners even escaped from Sing Sing and Auburn, which were pretty tightly secured environments. So I think it's a credit to the people who work there and also to the systems they have in place for security. Though, as news reports have pointed out, this escape has shown that there are some pretty significant lapses in the security, maybe not at the prison itself, but if we look at the pictures of that manhole cover in the street, no surveillance cameras on the streets. So it's surprising that there isn't surveillance technology in the immediate surrounding area of the prison. It's something I think they're going to think about installing after this episode, because this episode, I think, demonstrates that even a facility that went 150 years without an escape is prone to escapes.
Is it true that Dannemora has been called America's Siberia?
Yes, and that's a term that goes back to the time that the prison was being built. In the various debates controversies, that reference was made repeatedly. Dannemora was often held up as a symbol for people who opposed prisons and for people who were in favor of them. And that term, Little Siberia, America's Siberia, sometimes just Siberia in general, the term gulag, too, was often invoked. It comes up repeatedly in the historical records from the controversies that surrounded the prisons in Raybrook, Gabriel's, Lion Mountain, Tupper Lake, which never got a prison but tried to get one. And definitely the cold, the isolation, the remoteness of the region, and also just the imagery.
Hall says his research has shown that in almost every incident of escapes from North Country prison facilities, it was citizen sightings that led to the fugitives' capture. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.